releasing results of an election poll for some of the very competitive races. Chad Blair joins us for the reality check with an interesting story about who might be the most popular politician. Good morning, Chad.
Good morning. Sorry for the giggles, Catherine. But yeah.
So who's the congeniality queen?
It is Tulsi Gabbard, the congresswoman representing the 2nd Congressional District. 61% of the voters that we surveyed statewide have a positive impression, positive as opposed to negative. The only politician with Hawaii ties that did better than Gabbard was former President Obama, of course, born here. at 64%. But Gabbard, with some exceptions, has consistently polled very well as compared to her partners in the delegation, the other three members in Congress. And here she is back on top with a little bit of a slip last year. You might remember she went to Syria, that controversial visit where she met with Assad. And as you know, there are critics of the government over there. Tulsi said she was going for peaceful purposes. But her numbers did take a dip last year, about down to 50%. But now they're back up in the 60th percentile.
Wow, that's surprising, though. It just bounced back.
Yeah, well, you know, she's you kind of wonder why that is. We did talk to a couple of the people that we polled, and they said various things. But among the things that I heard was she seems to be honest. She seems to be responsible, carries herself well. One person we spoke to said they like the fact that she's a veteran. They also think that, and this is this person's words, not mine, she hasn't done anything stupid like the other Democrats. But everyone has their own reasons for why they like or dislike politicians.
And folks who like to watch politics might be wondering if she has any aspirations for higher office.
Oh, that has been asked, and she has been asked repeatedly, officially, last time I checked, her focus is on re-election this year. Of course, she's up. But sure, there has been talk in a lot of circles for a number of years now that she might be interested in a different position, perhaps vice president, perhaps president. Who knows?
Well, I know when we chatted earlier, I got to thinking and was checking the election, you know, campaign spending.
Sure.
And I guess if you have an exploratory committee, you don't have to really file anything. It's only when you start campaigning that you've got to put in papers.
Interesting. Yeah, and I can tell you the last time we asked Gabbard directly a couple months ago, this was at a press conference when she was endorsing Colleen Hanabusa for governor, you know, she just totally doffed it and said, no, I'm not going to answer that question. But that will persist, is my guess. Of course, she has to get reelected first.
Right. And as far as the popularity of other politicians, what else can you share?
Mazie Hirono, our U.S. Senator, not far behind Tulsi Gabbard. 59% view her positively. Brian Schatz, our other senator, also in the 50th percentile, 54%. Of the delegation, the only one that scored below 50% was Hanabusa. She came in at 44%, but she's in a different situation. She is running for governor. She's been in the news a lot, and frankly, she also is running against a governor, David Ige, who has an even lower positive rating. Ige's numbers are at 38%. About an even number of people view him positively and negatively.
That's interesting. Anybody else that kind of slipped in the polls?
Yeah, Mayor Caldwell also at 38%. He and Ige have similar numbers. But as our pollster says, look, being a mayor or being a governor, it's a very different job than being a legislator. Really, in many ways, it's a harder job, more high profile. You're in the news a lot. And that was not unexpected. At the bottom of all the people that we polled, Donald Trump. But still, given that we're such a blue state, one third of the folks that we surveyed, or about half as much as favor Obama, like President Trump. 33% have a positive opinion of him here in Hawaii.
And then tomorrow you've got another poll coming, don't you?
We do. It's on the Constitutional Convention. As you know, that's a ballot question this year. We have not had a con-con, as we call it, since 1978. And here the voters will have a chance again to decide whether we should, in fact, convene a convention to basically change our Constitution, to do things that perhaps the legislature cannot. And interesting results on that as well. I can't give you too much away right now,
right.
But I encourage folks to check our website out tomorrow.
All right. Thanks, Chad.
Thanks,
that
Kevin.
Was political and opinion editor Chad Blair with today's Reality Check. To read the full story, visit CybilBeat.org.